Nolte, Why Cesar Chavez Suddenly Became Politically Inconvenient to the Left. By John Nolte on March 19, 2026. The overnight destruction of Cesar Chavez's public standing is all new media's doing. A few years back, new media forced the left to erase its long history with racist, eugenicist Margaret Sanger. This week, the erasure of legendary labor leader Cesar Chavez has begun. Why do I credit new media? Simple. Before new media, the sins of Sanger and Chavez could be ignored or glossed over or dismissed with a flick of a cable news anchor's wrist. No more. New media forced Planned Parenthood to reckon with the fact that Sanger had a lot more in common with Adolf Hitler than the mustache. For decades, the organized left, Democrats, and their allies in the legacy media covered this fact up as they celebrated Sanger. Finally, after years of new media relentlessly exposing the truth, Planned Parenthood was forced to abort its connection to Sanger. Gandhi won't hold on forever. Most disheartening is the likelihood that Martin Luther King Jr. will lose his secular sainthood status next year. Today, though, it is Cesar Chavez, a man who has been protected by the left for five decades and portrayed as the secular saint of the migrant farm worker. And like everything about the left, this week's destruction of Chavez is purely political. That's not to say that they just revealed allegations that Chavez raped his legendary ally, Dolores Huerta, and repeatedly molested and raped two underage girls are false. Based on the reporting I've seen and what I already knew about Chavez, if I had to bet the house, I'd bet the allegations are true. What I know for a fact, though, is two things. One, the timing is political. And two, new media forced the women to come forward. You see, this year is the 99th anniversary of Chavez's birth. He died in 1993, and celebrations had been planned for this event all over the country. Next year, though, wow, 100 years. That's the biggie, and you can bet that were it not for new media, the left planned to feast on that anniversary. There is just one inconvenient fact about the left's secular saint. Cesar Chavez opposed illegal immigration every bit as much as Donald J. Trump. Chavez understood that illegal aliens undermine the wages of legal migrant workers and their union bargaining power. Cesar Chavez was so opposed to illegal immigration that, just like Minuteman Project of 2004, which was widely smeared in the legacy media as racist, Chavez put together his own militia to stop illegals from crossing the border. There are credible reports that violence was used as an example to others. To form his United Farm Workers Union, UFW, it was Chavez versus the growers, and for obvious reasons, the growers loved the open border. For just as obvious reasons, Chavez did not. And there you have it. That's why it was time to take Chavez down. The left feared, and not unreasonably, that as Chavez once again entered the public consciousness through these milestone birthday celebrations that new media would co-opt him as a powerful symbol of the truth. That illegal immigration is devastating to the working class and benefits the rich and powerful. Another reason I know this is a politically timed hit is based on what the alleged victims are saying. From this week's New York Times report. A handful of Mr. Chavez's relatives and former UFW leaders have been aware for years about various allegations of sexual misconduct, but there is no evidence that they made efforts to fully investigate the accusations, acknowledge the victims or apologize to them. Instead, many of the women say they were discouraged from speaking out in order to preserve Mr. Chavez's public image. More. Ms. Rojas, one of the alleged victims, deleted the message days after posting it and was accused by some who saw it or heard about it of jeopardizing all that had been accomplished by not only Mr. Chavez but her parents and those they marched alongside. More. Many of the women stayed silent for decades, both out of shame and for fear of tarnishing the image of a man who has become the face of the Latino civil rights movement, his image on school murals and his birthday estate holiday in California. Here's Wednesday's statement from Huerta admitting this. I carried this secret for as long as I did because building the movement and securing farm worker rights was my life's work. The formation of a union was the only vehicle to accomplish and secure those rights, and I wasn't going to let Cesar or anyone else get in the way. I channeled everything I had into advocating on behalf of millions of farm workers and others who were suffering and deserved equal rights. They protected Chavez for political reasons. So what changed? What's different? Why now? New Media. Thanks to New Media, the organized left could no longer hide the inconvenient truth about Chavez's principled opposition to illegal immigration. And that made it necessary to end the cover-up and begin the erasure. Again, I'm not questioning the allegations. As I said, if forced to choose, I would choose to believe them. After Chavez basically won his war against the growers and the UFW became everything he wanted it to be, Chavez turned into a cult leader, complete with a commune in the middle of nowhere. Struggle sessions he called the game, purges, and women. Chavez's moral collapse into megalomania and greed has been well known for at least a decade, but hidden because the image of the labor saint was useful to the left. The left didn't and doesn't care about his abuses. As you can see in the excerpts above, for decades, the left actively covered up those alleged abuses for political reasons. Knowing what they knew, the left remained silent as hundreds of places, schools, libraries, parks, streets, were named after Cesar Chavez. And now, again for political reasons, the left will erase Cesar Chavez. If Cesar Chavez had championed open borders, none of this would have been revealed, and any alleged victim who came forward would have been smeared as a liar and opportunist by the very same corporate media.